Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There have been a lot of new developments concerning the fear-mongering hysteria with the bird flu, the avian flu. It's now spread into other areas of Russia, as well as Greece, and an island off of Greece's coast. We have British officials saying that it's not going to kill us this year. No, it's going to be next flu season, but don't worry. Run out and buy the pill that Rumsfeld makes all the money off of, and so he can put $5 billion in his pocket. So we'll get into that. Also coming up in the next hour, eminent domain in New Jersey. Now they just steal the land. That's the Newsmax headline. Well, that's what we've been screaming bloody murder about for years. If you look at the New London, Connecticut cases, they're not even paying them 25% of the value. They condemn it. Brand new, beautiful houses in perfect condition. Classic 100-year-old houses in perfect condition. It doesn't matter. Businesses, apartment complexes, they come in and either just outright take it or give you 25% on average. And then once they start court proceedings against you, if you want to fight for due process, they say, okay, when we beat you, we're going to charge you rent on your house. And so when they're done stealing your property, then they demand more than even the value of the property. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And now all over the country, from South Texas to the coastline of New Jersey, they're coming right out. And boy, we've got the mainstream news articles here on it today. Whole stack of them on what's happening in New Jersey. They're not even offering money. They just say, you know what? We got a police department that's going to take you out of those houses. They'll follow orders. They'll eat their own guts and ask for seconds. You know, they'll kill their mommy if ordered to. That's the new Marine Corps brainwashing technique. Marine, when you go through that door and you see your mama, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna see? What's gonna happen? What are you gonna feel? Recoil, sir. Well, all right. That's good. Well, these guys are now our police, and they'll take any property, they'll break up any family, they'll follow any order. I mean, I believe if it was putting babies in blenders, they'd follow that order, many of them. And I'm not trying to sound negative here. I'm not trying to sound mean here. I'm trying to illustrate how out of control all of this is. So now, in New Jersey, they're just going to take it. So we're going to get into that. And, of course, as I mentioned, bird flu virus revealed in two more Russian villages, also in Greece. But Charlie Reese says, don't worry about the bird flu. And I agree with him. We'll read part of this editorial. From Free Market News, they're starting to get it. Iraq war was to destabilize oil. Well, yes, it wasn't about getting the oil to flow. It was about restricting it. There's too much oil. They've got to restrict it to stop the flow. That's their stated reason. Also, Colonel Roberts has written an article, martial law coming to a neighborhood near you. And Christian or not is not the question. An article by Chuck Baldwin that I do want to cover a little bit, but just about the true nature of Lord Bush. And by the way, nationwide poll finds 50% want Bush impeached over doctored WMD intelligence reports. But if you listen to the chief neocons on talk radio, I listened to some of it yesterday, it was never about WMDs. No, you didn't hear the president and vice president and defense secretary and Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice and Wolfowitz say that. No, they never said that. It was about bringing democracy and the look at the great democracy. We'll talk about it when we get back. I mean, this is incredible. Absolutely incredible. Weird rumblings coming out of China, a new arms race. Lord Rumsfeld is concerned. Stay with us. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, the people of the United Kingdom are on the verge of physical revolt over the national ID card, the transponders going in their cars to tax and trace them and control their lives. The exact same systems are going in here, but the average American is totally unaware of it. Or if you read a mainstream news article about it, there are a few of them, they'll tell you how great it is, how wonderful it is, how being taxed and traced and regulated and having no privacy is just total freedom. So we'll be getting into that. Also, I want to kind of review what's happened in the last 2.5 years since the glorious attack on Iraq that the neocons have been praising so much, and we'll also get into the bird flu and talk about what's happening with the economy and these upcoming indictments. I mean, is this all hot air, or is something really going to happen? We're going to have wide open phones for the full 3 hours today. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. I was going to have two guests on today. I was going to have Carol Siegel, who had done an interview with several local papers, like the Star Ledger, in his area of New Jersey. But since he did this interview a few days ago, we had set up the interview, and he just got word and got served just minutes ago, with the gag order. He'll be arrested if he talks about anything to the press, or if he has any free speech, or if he defends himself. So no guests today because your loving government has banned our guest from coming on the broadcast. How dare him talk to Newsmax? How dare him talk to the Star Ledger? How dare him even defend himself in any way? But we do have the Newsmax and the Star Ledger articles. Eminent domain in New Jersey. Now they just steal the land. Carol Siegel has a problem. He wants to build townhouses on 6 acres of land he owns in New Jersey Union Township and is contracted with a developer to build 100 townhouses there. But the township government wants to develop the property themselves, and incredibly, they have voted to take his land through the eminent domain process and let a local developer with political connections do the job. Folks, that is pure feudalism. That is just outright king rat total tyranny. That is third world banana republic. In fact, most banana republics aren't that bad. They want to steal my land, Siegel told the Newark Star-Ledger. Not anymore. You open your mouth, you're going to the Hooskow. What right do they have when I intend to do the exact same thing they want to do with my property? According to the Star-Ledger, Siegel, a 65-year-old retired electrical engineer, has spent about $1.5 million to acquire the property over the past 10 years and has been dickering with the township officials over the past 5 years about his development plans. He claims negotiations fell apart after he refused to use the developers the township officials wanted him to use. Now let me just stop right there. Then they have a whole bunch of other examples of all over the town and all over the state where they just come in and say, you know what, we're not going to give you a red cent. We're just going to take it. And they don't claim there's a snail or a salamander or a golden-cheeked warbler bird. They don't claim there's a barn owl. They don't claim that there's a cougar or an endangered rattlesnake. They just say, hey, we're taking it. It's like the case down in Freeport, Texas. I mean, we had the family owner on. They make $40-plus million a year. It's not like they're just little, you know, blue-collar people that have always been pushed around. I mean, this is somebody who owns Western Seafood, Mr. Gore. This local individual, Mr. Royal, one of the ExxonMobil mobile heirs, just wants it, and he's going to get it, and it's right out in the open. It's the end of it. Hand over your property. We're building a luxury marina here. And, by the way, we ain't going to pay you nothing. I mean, this is in the Houston Chronicle. This is the new attitude. And don't think for a minute they're not setting precedents. It's meant to be arrogant. It's meant to be over the top. It's meant to be predatory. It's meant to blow you away. Everything is meant to blow you away. Former Health and Human Services Secretary on the national news saying every child needs an implantable chip. Time Magazine coming out and saying soon everyone will have a chip 2 days ago. That's meant to be bizarre. That's meant to make you feel weird. And then they're already starting. You're a weirdo if you're against taking the land. You're a weirdo if you don't want the chip. And everybody's a weirdo because 99% of us are against the land takings in major polls. 90-plus percent are against implantable microchips. They don't care. That tiny percent will sit up there and tell us, no, you're all crazy. You're all nuts. You don't like gun confiscation? You don't like open borders? You don't like genetic engineering of your food crops? Why, you're a bunch of lunatics. You don't like police in black masks busting down your doors in the middle of the night looking for narcotics their bosses shipped in to begin with? Why, you're some kind of crazy person. But here is a First Amendment story. I mean, gag orders were used in the past where somebody's being called in as a witness, and they're a witness to another witness whose life is in danger, and, quote, until the trial's over, you can't tell anybody any details of this case. Very specific, cloistered, small, delineated areas where this is supposed to be used. Nope, now we're taking your property, and if you open your mouth, we're going to send police over to arrest you. Do you understand, Mr. Siegel? And it goes on and on. It's just unbelievable. It just makes my blood boil. And there's a bunch of other examples. I mean, there are, we talked to a Reverend Smith of Love of Christ Church, and they've had the church for many, many years, and now they're ordering them to vacate the church. They're just going to take it for a development. This is in a nice area, by the way. And because he's been saying no, now they've brought in bulldozers and torn up the road into his church and will not let anyone into the church. And there's just example after example. It's a four-page article of what's happening in New Jersey. I mean, everybody wonders, why do people love America? Why do people want to come here? What makes America America? And it's that Bill of Rights, it's that Constitution, it's that due process, it's property rights, it's the Second Amendment, it's states' rights, it's the Fourth Amendment against unlawful, illegal, unreasonable search and seizure. Everything, everything in this country that makes America America, every foundation stone, every pillar, every leg that this country stands on is being systematically sawed away. You can't look at one right or one liberty or one freedom that they haven't now turned into a privilege, and then they say, by the way, we're revoking the privilege. And they got an army of cops that are as dumb as dirt, just like the general public, who will tell you that all your God-given rights are a privilege, and they're revoking them. And they're as dumb as dirt, but you can't argue with them. It's like talking to a fence post. They don't know what the Bill of Rights is. They don't know how many continents there are. They don't know how many state capitals. I mean, they can't even tell you their own state capital at the time. But hey, it's not like cops are dumb. The general public's dumb as dirt. Most high school seniors can't tell you who the vice president is. And I'm not sitting here again tooting my horn. Ooh, I know this stuff, and ooh, you don't. It's scary. Because all these people, though, got an opinion. And it just makes my blood boil that we can't even interview Mr. Siegel. Because the judge said, you keep your mouth shut about this. You don't talk to another newspaper and expose us. And that's like the Soviet Union. We're going to prosecute you. We're going to come after your property. There's no more pure form of prosecution. It's total siege. We're going to loot you, buddy. And there isn't a thing you're going to do about it because I got black robes on. And we're all making a lot of money right now. We're a bunch of bandits. And you're going to keep your mouth shut, boy. You got that? You're going to let us do this, and you're going to keep your... It's just like when somebody walks into a bank and pulls out their gun and says, everybody lay down on the floor and keep your mouth shut, and this isn't going to hurt a bit. But if any of you pop your heads up, it's going to mean trouble. Everybody keep your mouth shut and get down on the ground and take it. It boils down to that. And every day I see articles from all over the country, from Oregon to Florida, where they're grabbing property and they're not even paying you for it. Like the Supreme Court ruling of 3 years ago that, oh, we don't have to pay you just compensation if it's the government taking your land. I mean, even in Russia, they'll pay you now if they take your land. Even in Venezuela, they pay you if they take your land. I mean, only in places like communist China or maybe Cuba. Do they just grab whatever they want, whenever they want? But now, in the home of the coward and the home of the slave, land of the slave and home of the slave, I mean, whatever you want to call it, folks, it's pathetic. And I know so many people in Central Texas, they use the old scheme here. They said, oh, it's for environmental reasons. Then they won't let you use your property 5 years later. You sell for pennies on the dollar. In some big bond package, they buy it from you. 15,000 acres in one swath, and then they turn around, take all the restrictions off, and sell it to their cronies. Golf courses, hotels, luxury homes. Within a few years of selling the property for pennies on the dollar, that stuff's double what it ever was. And the politicians actually dole it out to their buddies. I have to sit here and watch it. Just total felony robbery. The equivalent of bank robbery. And it's just a bunch of smiling criminals in suits.
We're going to take your property, boy. What you going to do about it?
know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaserMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Attention drivers, poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents in fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Your calls are coming up in the next segment. Robert, Alex, Mike, John, Brad, Kevin, many others. We have a right to be angry. We are being systematically enslaved. This is the norm in human history. Freedom is that incredibly rare jewel, that unknown country, that elusive prize. And we've taken it for granted in private criminal interest of seized control of the government for now over 80 years. They have total control of the states and the federal government. They are brainwashing the public to accept torture and secret arrest and secret execution and loss of property rights and forced drugging They are giving us their values. They're telling us evil is good. They're warping our minds. The good news is people are waking up and getting angry and getting concerned. But we should all be upset that under the Patriot Act, if they're, quote, investigating you for terrorism, and that could be knockoff Rubik's Cubes or topless bars or county commissioners and bed rigging, that could be homeless people sleeping by the bus station being charged under the Patriot Act. I mean, they use it all the time. When you go get a bank account or try to buy a used car, Patriot Act, Patriot Act. Oh, but it's never been used against a citizen. Bull. Meanwhile, the government is doing everything they can to beef up their oppressive military forces against the American people. And I know the little neocon followers, as we're being oppressed by our own military and government, they're going to be going, I support the troops in our neighborhood. I support them. What, you don't support the troops? You got to support the troops while they're taking our guns. I mean, you don't think they just send our troops out all over the country for the last 15 years and train them in gun confiscation and tell them it's for domestic gun confiscation for nothing, do you? I mean, we have it on video. I've been there many times all over the country, and our listeners have been there many more times and shot video of it, and we put it in the films. That's why I was that nut on the air screaming about urban warfare training and drills to put you in camps and drills to take your guns. And what'd you see happen in New Orleans? Foreign troops, gun confiscation, foreign mercenaries from Israel, England, you name it, the Netherlands, Mexico. All these precedents being set. See, next time, well, we had foreign troops here before. It ain't no big deal. You're being acclimated. You're being conditioned. Do you like being treated like a domesticated animal? Do you like being broken? Do you like it? It's not funny. And, you know, I talk about how we stand on the shoulders of those that came before us. A better example is a chain, an endless chain. The average father in America only spends a few minutes with his son or daughter. The average mother spends a little bit more time. And we've all got to spend more time with our children, and we've got to keep the chain connected. I mean, already I don't know how to fix as many things as my father does. I don't know how to skin a deer as good as he does. I can shoot a lot better than he can. The point is, and then my father can't do as much as his dad could do. I mean, just that chain in self-reliance and self-sufficiency and independence is getting weaker and weaker and weaker. And I'm better than most. And that's just one example. I mean, this is an endless chain. Do you realize that the information that was passed on in a cave 6,000 years ago in Germany, if you're of German descent, has literally been passed on man to man down the line all the way to you? That if you're a black man, that literally thousands of years of training and everything has been passed down, and then you lost that training, you lost that when they killed the strongest men and loaded you on the slave ships and half your population died just in transit on the coffin ships. And then now we see an accelerated program of that. The actual handbooks at the University of Texas, I even own one of the textbooks, says the family is a disease and must be eradicated. They openly are destroying the family so that all of these thousands of years of training and humanity and family, that unbroken chain. And look what happens to communities when that chain is broken. The black community with 90-plus percent illegitimacy. Look at all the other communities, Hispanic, white, illegitimacy exploding. This is scientifically crafted, and it sends me into a red rage to see that chain being broken. I feel that chain. I feel part of that chain. It really is immortality, ladies and gentlemen. It is a true form of immortality. I'll talk about it when we get back, then we'll take your calls. It is blasphemous what they're doing.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
I hate to give you a news flash, but we're all going to die. It seems like yesterday I was 5 years old. And, you know, now I'm married with children. And the years just speed past. I mean, you know, I've got one grandparent left who I love so much, and I know she won't be here forever. And I've been thinking about how I need to spend more time with her to literally, you know, complete the cycle, to literally learn more about my family, to know that individual better. And that's what humanity is spending time with your family. Humanity is training your children how to read and write and how to think and to read them history at their bedside and to teach them how to fish and how to hunt and how to climb mountains. You know, it's physical, it's mental, it's spiritual. Number one, a relationship with God. And instead, parents teach their kids how to put on an orange jersey with a Longhorn symbol on it. And they teach them how to go down and stand in line and be searched by police, and how to go into a stadium modeled after the Circus Maximus in Rome, and how to go sit there and be a spectator and scream and yell as some arrogant athletes run into each other, who then become even more arrogant athletes in the NFL, snorting cocaine and, you know, having giant group sex parties, you know, on their, just all of it.
I heard Rush Limbaugh make a joke about it. He wishes he could be there. He's so Christian and conservative. The point is that I'm not even knocking all of it. I mean, sports. Obviously, I'm knocking the group sex parties, allegedly, you know, with the Vikings. But look, they know you're primitive. They know you have these needs to be in a tribe, and they create this little net, this little trap. It's like a fish trap. It looks like a nice little hole for the fish to stay in, and it's got a piece of bait in there, and you go in there, you're trapped. They take all these primitive energies, all these things that are supposed to be in your local community, your neighborhood, your farming co-op. They take all of this humanity, and they just focus it all into this dead end of simulated tribalism. I mean, people in line at the grocery store, they don't talk about eminent domain and how they're going to lose their private property. They don't talk about how the dollar's been devalued by 45%. They don't talk about how the border's wide open and groups are coming in openly saying they're going to take over the U.S. They don't talk about how cancer viruses are in the vaccines they're giving their children. Or they don't talk about how cancer's up over 500%. They don't talk about all these serious things, how we're being deindustrialized, how GM is selling off its most profitable divisions just to survive. They don't talk about any of that. That's what our forefathers talked about. You know what people talked about 50 years ago, 100 years ago, around the dinner table every night? The children sat there listening to Grandpa and his three sons and the whole family in there at the big table, at the big farmhouse. They all sat there and they talked about how we don't trust the tax assessors. The government's corrupt. We've got to hoard our freedom. We've got to defend ourselves. We've got to go into town. We've got to make sure that corrupt mayor doesn't steal the election again. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to insist, and we're going to take our guns to town, and we're going to make sure they don't stuff the ballot box again. I mean, that's all people talked about. You ought to read the inserts and what's been written into the family Bibles. You ought to read the diaries of people. It was not, gee, I hope I get to go to the baseball game. Oh, I sure hope the baseball team wins. Why do you think we got so much, ladies and gentlemen? Because we had forefathers that were willing to fight and die to preserve it for their posterity. Because they knew, it's all they talked about, that they were part of this chain. That their strength, their willingness to sacrifice, that their honor literally was part of something larger. You got to be careful here. The New World Order manipulates this as well. They're masters at counterfeits. They know that one of the strongest instincts is preservation. And they know that one of the strongest instincts is self-sacrifice for the preservation of the tribe. They know that is the penultimate, ultimate drive. Stronger than the sex drive, stronger than all of it. It is the survival of the already invested in, already grown, already developed tribe. And so they get you to give your money to the Red Cross, who openly uses it to give it to anti-gun groups. But you just want to feel good and give it to them. They misdirect your energies into go join the military and go fight. Sacrifice for America. But you're not. The very people that sent you over there are openly writing white papers on how to shut this country down, and they're doing it. So see, they can misdirect that chain. Oh, your great-grandfather served in the Marine Corps, and you're going to serve in it. You know, all the Marine Corps ads are being part of this big history and being part of this whole chain. But see, that chain's been taken over, and now they're sort of replacing it with poisonous links. It's a fraud. They've grafted on to the vine, onto this grapevine, a poisonous grape. That's why they went along with Hitler, why he said, you swear allegiance to me and the army, and why, if you're patriotic and you love Deutschland, you love me. Okay, we better not question Hitler then, because he's our leader, and we got to be patriotic. In America, it's about being patriotic to the Bill of Rights and Constitution. That's America. Not Bill Clinton, not Al Gore, not John Kerry, and not George, I want open borders, I want abortionists in the you know, in federal judgeships, W. Bush. And so I want everybody to think about that chain. Having children isn't just having children, handing them over to the government, handing them over to preschool, handing them over, and then getting home at 6 o'clock at night and watching two or three TV shows, and then putting your kids to bed and then getting up in the morning and never talking to them. Or sitting around talking about the TV show with your children. Oh, I like this person on the TV show, or I like that person. Letting the government set the compass of your children's hearts and minds and destiny. King Solomon likened children to arrows. And you've got to forge that arrow. You've got to produce that arrow, make it straight and strong. You've got to put the feathers on it. You've got to put a strong pointed tip on it, straight and strong. And you've got to aim it, and you've got to launch it. Because once they're past the age of about 10, folks, and a lot of evidence shows 5 is when the brain's really wired, you've launched the arrow. And then they're gone. I mean, that's what human societies are all about. It's about families, and it's about standing up against tyranny, and it's about having tribal instincts to defend your people and to defend their freedoms. That's what it's about. It is not about being a bunch of perfumed, oiled, dolled up, prancing, self-centered mummy people. It is not about strutting around. I mean, there's so many men out there who think they're men. They think a man is riding a big motorcycle. They think being a man is having a bunch of tattoos. They think being a man is strutting around, bugging their eyes out, acting tough. And that is not what being a man is about. Being a man is about working your butt off for your family. Being a man is about educating your children. Being a man is about not groveling to corrupt government. Being a man is about being involved in your community. And I'm not saying you're a wimp if you ride a motorcycle. I'm not saying you're a wimp if you got tattoos. But we all know the type I'm talking about. I mean, if your dog does something in their yard, they get violently angry. Or they're more than willing to scream and yell at somebody who cuts them off at a red light. But a cop walks over to them and starts questioning them about something or pulls them over, they turn into little bitty babies. They're cowards, folks. They're big, fat cowards. I mean, how many times have I seen one of these guys coming out of a store with a case of beer in their hands, and their woman sitting up in the truck real close to them, and they swagger around acting all tough, and there's sports stickers all over their car. And then you see them across the street, you know, with their kids, and their kids have got their pants hanging down around their ankles in the gang member mode. They're stupid, gibbering idiots. They totally disrespect their parents. They're going to fall apart. They're going to end up in a private whacking hut prison. I want to walk up and punch that good old boy, Billy Badbutt, right in the nose and just tell him to wake up. I mean, just most of these men, folks, sit there and watch football while their kids are in the next room playing Defense Department-developed brainwashing games. By the way, folks, I know people inside Microsoft and Xbox. Believe me, it's mind control. If I can only tell you what I know. But I'm sworn to secrecy on this particular issue. I've already told you too much. But you know it's mind control. Your kid's in the next room doing simulated murders of patriots. Thousands of murders a day. They simulate murdering and killing American citizens. Most of these military video games are along those lines now. Meanwhile, you're sitting in the easy chair, getting mad with a Coors Light, going, what's wrong with you? You didn't make it in. Your wife's sitting there looking at a catalog, thinking, I'd have self-worth if I could just have this jewelry, I'd be happy. That'd fill the hole in my heart. No, lady, you got a hole in your heart because you don't love God. All you do is you love yourself, so you're going to lose yourself. And you're mad deep down because you know your husband's a big, fat wimp. No matter how much he goes to Gold's Gym and you know, how much weights he lifts so he can strut around acting tough. Now, I know I'm really preaching, folks, and I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. We are getting softer and stupider, myself included, every day. We are getting more and more pathetic. I mean, people really did used to get up at 4 a.m. and work until sunset. People really did used to stand up. And if a politician told them they were a slave, I mean, it would turn into a gun battle. That's why we have all this milk and honey. If I hear one more yuppie or one more good old boy or one more neocon with all their Rolex jewelry riding around in their Cadillacs, one more of you walks up to me in a parking lot and goes, stuff ain't that bad, stuff's doing real good. Why, you know, the government gave us all this. The government has been feeding off of all of this. The government's been destroying everything America was. I'm so sick of watching a pack of criminals that have seized control of our military and our corporations and our industrial might. I'm tired of it. And using us up to set up a world government, using the energies of America to destroy America. I've likened it to an egg. The egg gets fertilized, let's say a crocodile egg, and we are the food supply. And that embryo grows and it feeds on the food supply, and then it busts out of the egg and it's done with the egg. Well, that's what America's turned into. We're just a food supply to these people, and they're using us up and dismantling us as fast as they can and transferring everything to China and Europe and openly writing papers about it and laughing at us and calling us slaves. I mean, as a man, folks, to know a bunch of sniveling blue blood technocrats sit up there and call me a slave and sit up there and laugh at you and sit up there and know that you're so hooked on football and so hooked on acting tough and so hooked on swaggering and so hooked on these deformed images of what it is to be a man that you don't even care that people are calling you slaves and taking everything you got. And you don't care, do you? All you care about is the accursed UT Longhorns. And I say accursed because it is a religion. These people don't love their own children. They love the UT Longhorns here locally. And their self-worth. I'm feeling real good right now, Alex. I just can't worry about politics right now because the horns are on a streak. Your self-worth is tied up with some football team with a bunch of spoiled brats that could care less about you? I mean, that's your self-worth. Your self-worth isn't that you raise your children right. Your self-worth isn't that you defended the Second Amendment or that you defended the First Amendment or that you defended anything that this country's made of. No, your self-worth is strutting around being a weak chicken leg, just a chicken-necked, chicken-legged, bug-eyed moron. You are pathetic. And I'm sorry, just go read Patrick Henry's famous Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death speech. You know, the war has already begun. I mean, folks, you take your children in and you give them vaccines. When we have the documents, we have the admissions, we have it in triplicate, they are openly poisoning and brain damaging your children by design to reduce their IQ. Brave New World, as Aldous Huxley said before he died, that book was about official government plans that were to be implemented by 2000. And we're in Brave New World, and man, they got people so dumbed down, they're not even worried that I'm on the air warning you. Another thing is status. There's a lot of people who know the world's evil and know what's happening, but they've made a selfish decision not to care. That somehow they've told themselves, they've tricked themselves, that if they only care about themselves, that they'll get ahead. And they've decided, since the public's dumb and things are bad, that, well, I'll just join the bad guys and I'll feed on these people. And I'll take care of myself. And I'll take care of my family by enslaving others under me. These people are so dumb, they don't deserve to be defended. And let me tell you, that is the lie that has brought down every major civilization. That's the lie that's going to bring you down. You think you're safe in a society where all you care about is yourself? You have toxified your environment. Now none of your neighbors are going to care about you either. Now your daughter's not going to be able to find a good husband. Your son is not going to be able to find a good wife. You're not going to have the blessings of grandchildren, of good grandchildren. You're going to have all the wages of sin, ladies and gentlemen. And what is sin? It's when you break the rules of the universe. It's when you break the rules of the life force. It's when you go off the rails. You become accursed, and the wages of it are death, death, death. And all those that hate God love death. And boy, do they love death. When you look around us, we are becoming a vampiric, parasitic society. And we are rotten to the core. And somebody's got to tell you that. Somebody's got to talk about it. We'll come back, take calls, cover more news.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm not trying to get down on sports alone. And I think athletics are great, especially for young people. But when it becomes an idol, a religion, when that's what you love most in life, when that's your self-worth, I'm feeling real good right now. The Spurs just won another championship. Meanwhile, you don't have any savings and you're in debt. And the government and the media just says, oh, forget about it. Get more into entertainment. You know, get lost and divert yourself, distract yourself. I actually hear ads on radio that are You know, come into our bar. Forget about all the problems. Problems only get worse when you deny they're there. And we're talking about life and death of the society now. That's why we're in this position. I know we got Robert, Alex, John, Brad, Eric, Kevin, everybody. I'm going to get to all of you. It's just that this is important news and information that we've been talking about. Because we can talk about all the problems in the world, but why now are the politicians moving against us? Why now are they dismantling the whole Bill of Rights and Constitution? Why now are they so arrogant? Because they know they've dumbed down a certain percentage of the population beyond return. Just literally drooling idiots who never had a chance, whose whole lives are just self-centered messes. I mean, you're not truly alive, folks, until you feel like you're part of something greater. And then you can't be part of something greater that's a fraud. The New World Order are masters at giving you counterfeits in that. It's really simple. There's two different ways to look at the world. You can be self-centered, only care about yourself, and not even care that society's falling apart, or not even care that the New World Order is destroying everyone's culture by design, and that all these wonderful cultures that are thousands of years old are all ending, are all being destroyed right now. Now, what we are, who we are. There is the crowd who cares about that and is upset about that. That's really a benchmark. And who worries about future generations. I mean, I worry about future generations. I have a palpable feeling of concern for my great-great-great-great-great-great unborn grandchildren, you know, who will probably be living out on Mars or, you know, out on some space station. I have more concern about them, or as much, as I do about my own family. I mean, you know, if you could bounce those children on your knee that you'll never meet, you know that they'll have as much value to you as your own children. They say grandparents love their grandchildren even more than they love their own children. It's that unbroken chain. It's that humanity. It's living forever through your children and through what you passed on to them and what they passed on to their children. That is everything. And it's all being stolen, and all of that heritage, I don't care whether you're a Native American or you're black or you're white or you're Chinese, all of that is being replaced with smirking airhead Hollywood starlets and Hollywood studs and sports and iPods and all of it. And I'm not even saying all that stuff's bad, starlets and studs and football and all that. But if it's your God, and if you got your priorities screwed up, and your house isn't in order, and you're spending hundreds of dollars per football ticket or baseball ticket, but your children, you know, you don't have them in piano lessons, or you don't have them in a rock climbing class, or you're not spending time with them. Get your priorities straight. Something is wrong with you. The New World Order knows that the key is destroying the family. And so that's why I've spent 45 minutes on it. We have got to rescue the family.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.